Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
My Bible reading is Luke 8-14. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angels, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased."
Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you speak to us. So help us now as we reflect on this song of the angels and what it is that they sing. Help us to see how great it is and what it means for us today. Amen. Well, earlier on, Alan referred to the carols in the Domain last night. So who watched it or who was there? All right, a few. I asked this morning at 8 o'clock and I only got one or two hands, and then a few people called out, "We were watching the cricket." So, were you watching the cricket? A few more. Now, I started watching the cricket and then I got a call to take someone to the hospital. So it was when I got to the hospital that I got to see some of the carols. But it seemed to take so long in the carols before we actually got to sing any carols. There are all these other songs to do with Santa and other Christmassy type of things, and it just seemed to take so long before we were singing carols. Now, have you noticed with carols just how many of them we're singing about the angels? Silent Night, Mary's Boy Child, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Come All Ye Faithful, Angels We Have Heard on High, The First Noel, We Wish You a Merry... No, not that one. But so many of them we're singing of the angels, which is really no surprise. So with our first song we looked at a few weeks ago, that the angel appeared to Mary, and then we heard her song in response. The angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah as well, and we got to hear his song of response. An angel appeared to Joseph. And here in Luke 2, what Miranda has just read, an angel appears to the shepherds in the field. So as I've been reading Luke 2 again this week, trying to read it afresh, and something fresh did strike me from these verses, which can be so familiar for us. To have a great multitude of the heavenly hosts, to have lots and lots of angels together, we don't know how many, I don't know how many there are, but when God says a great company of the heavenly hosts, I think that means more than just six or seven. When God says there's a lot, I think there's going to be a lot of them. So I've got a few images here. There's a few sort of artist's impressions of what it could have looked like, this host of angels. There's a couple of others to give you an idea of just what we're talking about here. We're not talking about three or four. There's a great multitude of the angels. Then I started to think, has this ever happened before? Has there ever been such a great multitude of angels all together at the one time. And I couldn't think of any. I couldn't think of any other time. So if that is right, then I reckon that this is perhaps the highest point in all of human history. Now that is a big thing to say. But if God is sending the biggest contingent of angels that he has ever said, then the message that he has to proclaim is possibly the biggest message that he has ever had to proclaim. Right? This is how significant what we've just read is. It's why all those that were there at the Carol Spectacular last weekend, and wasn't it great? It's why right at the start, there was the trumpeter to the right of stage, everything black, the spotlight just on them, and then it turned to the left of stage, and then there was two more trumpeters there, the spotlight on them. And if God was the producer, the director of Carol Spectacular, I think then the whole stage would have lit up, full of men and women on their trumpets, declaring the praises of God. It led into the song, Angels We Have Heard on High. That was the opening number, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. That's how the Carol Spectacular began. And this is the angel's song. This is what we read here. This is what they were singing. This great multitude of angels. It's just two lines, their song. It is simple but deeply profound. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. So two things I want to look at. What it is that they sing and why they sing it. So what and why? Let's take the first line first. Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Right, you know that song that we sing. We sang it last week. Those that have been singing in the carols up in the shops, we've sung it there as well. Right, this is the angel song. Glory to God in the highest. That's what it means. Now, thankfully, our Bibles have the English, but we sing the Latin. So there you go. You know some Latin. Gloria in Excelsis Deo means glory to God in the highest. Angels, they're singing glory to God. Singing all glory be His, all praise and honour be His. Complete adoration and worship to God. He is God, He's deserving of all honour and praise. Now you might become school captain or someone you know, a child, a grandchild, and we sing their praises and we put a photo of them on Facebook and we let everyone know. Now this is similar to what's happening here, but this is God. This is a million trillion times bigger. The angels here, they are singing God's praises. Glory to Him in the highest, in heaven. But why? Why such excitement? Why is this perhaps the highest point in all of human history in creation? Why? It's because of the one who has been born. For the one who is born is none other than God's Son. God has taken on flesh. God the Son enters the world that He has made. But that is big. Right, nothing bigger than that has ever happened. Right, that the God who made this world comes and enters the world. He takes on flesh, born into the world as a child. Right? This is bigger than man walking on the moon. Right? This is bigger than us being able to go to Mars. This is bigger than the Force Awakens. Right? This is big. What is happening here? A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Savior. Savior is deliverer. Christ, that is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the King, or Lord. That can mean Master, but it's also the name that God, He is the Lord God. It is what He is referred to. And the One who is born, He is all of these things. He is Savior, Christ, and Lord. And so they sing. The angels sing on earth like never before. Glory to God in the highest. Now they are excited. This is heaven's excitement. So that's the first line. And the second line, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. It's a song of parallels or contrasts. So we got heaven and earth, we've got God and people, and we've got glory and peace. It's a bringing together of God in heaven and people on earth. We've got glory to God, and we've got peace to people. What is this peace? Well, it's a lot more than just no war or conflict, although that would be nice. There's still way too much of that in the world today. But this peace, this is a peace with God. Now, this is us being able to know God, to know Him personally, to know the Creator, the One who made this whole world. And for nothing to be between us and Him. That's incredible, isn't it, when you think about it? That we, human beings, we can have peace with God, despite our sin. He is so holy, but we can have peace with Him. Jesus comes so that we can have this peace. And Jesus brings peace even though it is us who have wronged Him. Now, if I have a fight with you, if I do something and there causes something to come between me and you, we have a falling out, the problem is with me. I've done or I've said something so that there isn't peace between us. So it's sort of up to me to put things right with you, to say sorry, to make things right again, to make that first move. But God is the One who makes peace with us. He makes peace even though it is us who have wronged Him. And so the angels sing, they declare peace on those on whom His favor rests. So interestingly, it's not necessarily on everyone. Maybe those who are God's elect are those who respond to Jesus. But remember too that the angel said a few verses before that, speaking to the shepherds in verse 10, says, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Right, this is a message for all the people. This offer of peace for all people. A Savior, He has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. He brings us peace. Peace with God. And so the angels sing. A great multitude declare it to be so. So it is, I'm suggesting, the highest point in all of creation. That God the Son has come. That the eternal Son of God takes on flesh, is born into the world to be the Saviour for the world. Right? That's amazing, isn't it? The question is whether this is your song. Do you sing glory to God? Do you know this peace? Is Jesus your Saviour, your King, your Lord? Because if He is, then you have something worth singing about. Not just in the next song we're about to sing, not just at Christmas, but at all time. You have something worth singing about in all your life. Whether things are good or bad, whatever sort of a year that you have had, if you know Jesus as your Saviour, your King, your Lord, then you have peace with God. And there is nothing greater than having that personal relationship with God. And it's all through Him. It's all through Jesus. It's not us and what we do and how good we are. Jesus, He wins peace for us. He does it on the cross. And once we know this peace, once we have this peace with God, then we're in a better position to be able to give this peace to others and to be able to make peace with others as well. Knowing what God has done for us in making things right, then that should put us in a good spot to be able to make peace with other people in our life. If you don't have this peace, do you know why? I want to invite you this Christmas to accept this gift of peace. That's God's gift to you, this peace. He gives us His Son. He sent His own Son into the world to make things right between us and Him. And it's there on the cross where this peace is ultimately won, where He dies for us. But for Him to die on the cross, He first had to enter the world. And that's what we remember, that's what we celebrate at Christmas. Right, we can all have peace with God. There is nothing greater. If you want to know more about this peace, who Jesus is, what it means that He came and lived and died, how we can have this peace, then I'd love to speak with you more afterwards. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we do praise You for just how amazing it is that You would enter this world, the eternal Son of God. We praise You. We give You all the honour, the glory, for You are deserving of it all. And Father, we thank You so much for the peace that is ours because of Jesus. Thank You that we can know You, we can call You Father, You forgive our sins. And we have hope, we have peace, we have joy. Father, may every one of us in this room know that peace that comes from knowing Jesus. Amen.